This is an executive summary of 721 Exchange vs. Opportunity Zone Fund, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Investors with capital gains have several tax deferral options, and two distinct ones are the 721 Exchange and the Opportunity Zone, OZ, Fund. They share the goal of deferring tax but differ fundamentally. A 721 exchange defers the gain on real estate by contributing it to a REIT for op units, staying in real estate, transitioning into a diversified REIT. An opportunity zone fund defers any type of capital gain, from stocks, a business sale, or real estate, by reinvesting the gain into a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, that invests in designated opportunity zones, with potential tax-free appreciation after a long hold. So they apply to different gains, work differently, and lead to different investments. Importantly, the OZ program has specific, evolving timelines, verify current rules with current sources. This guide compares the 721 Exchange and OZ Fund, their differences, and when each fits. The 721 Exchange and the OZ Fund are both tax deferral strategies but apply to different situations and work differently. The 721 Exchange is for real estate owners. It defers the gain on contributing real estate to a REIT, keeping you in real estate, now via REIT. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.